It is The Riot on Radio U. Welcome to our podcast. I hope that you enjoy it.
Hopefully you're having a good week.
Yep.
And now that you're 2 days into it, or you're just starting the second day,
Nikki, like,
you're going to have a great day.
I don't know if you've noticed, but like, it's been a long week.
You can't hear, but here at the Radio U studios, we've been enjoying a morning of rain showers and thunder, and now the birds are chirping outside.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I just heard thunder again. Did you hear it?
Yeah, but there's birds too. You hear them? You guys can't hear them. It's too far away. Well,
yeah, I hear them.
Okay. Didn't want it to be quiet. We can't have dead air as radio people.
Listen, the podcast, we're not on the air. The podcast can have silence long enough for me to hear the birds.
On radio, you can't. Like, you can't have dead air. And
I heard them.
Yeah, they're out there.
They're out there. So, okay, here's where I'm at. Podcast today. I'm not a real man. What parents and children can come together and do. So, like, whether you're 3 or 30, how can you get closer to your parents? We're going to explain that to you.
Got some things.
Which is, I know, what everybody wants really badly. Chuck E. Cheese and the triple pepperoni.
And the pretzels.
What the Mariners are selling. Easter egg hunts are canceled. And cake. A lot of food in there.
Perfect.
Oh, and don't forget about United Airlines.
Of course, we'll
talk about
them.
Sorry, they had to make the list.
Now, please join us at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. Message us. Let us know if there's a story you find or if you want to add your comments for something that we talk about during the podcast today. You can always message us or post at Radio U Riot on Facebook or just email us, riot@radiou.com, and we'll see it there.
Enjoy the podcast, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Chirp, 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 chirp. It's The Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with me.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot, Radio U.
Look, I think we've established this fairly well in the space and time that we spend together, but I'm not a real man. I mean, technically, genetically, yes, but real men build things, they dig things, they fill things in, they know how to fix things. They're emotionally distant and quiet. You know, like, all those things.
Now that's it's a stereotype right there. You can be all different types.
Yeah, I know. They keep saying that, but I just want you to know, that's what I always measure myself up to, like, what a real man does.
Sure, you're very handy.
So, from time to time, when I pretend to be a real man, like, yesterday I planted trees, right? Here's the thing that you begin to realize is, like, I've got this job where, like, I come in and sit down, and then sometimes
very casual clothes, mind you. Yes. We don't even need to get dressed, like, up.
No. Shorts and a t-shirt today. And I was like, my t-shirt today, I was like, well, this has skulls on it. Is anybody going to be bothered by that? Well, I don't think anybody will care. That's the kind of question that you have to ask.
That's the biggest one.
So, last night when I was doing these treats, oh, my job, like, sitting down, but I get up sometimes to go to the kitchen and go to the bathroom. So, like, those are the things. And then when I go home, it's the same, except I'm, like, in some jammies. And then I get up to go to the bathroom or go to the kitchen.
You don't do a lot of outdoor and intensive labor sort of stuff.
Now, I run and lift weights. Like, I lift weights 2 or 3 times a week, run 2 or 3 times a week, and, you know, somewhere in between. So it's not like I'm completely inactive, but when you get actual active, like a real man is, that's when the discrepancy really hits. Because Sunday and yesterday, I spent several hours, like 3-4 hours a day, outside working. And what I began to notice is just like, man, this is hard. And this is tiring.
Especially with it being outside.
And I was I was carrying bags of stuff around, all this stuff. And I just thought, man, my muscles were like, done. I was like, no, we're still. And it's like, no, man, I'm good for 3 sets of 8. Like, this is like our 12th trip with the bags.
Every time I always see somebody outside who's working, guy or girl, I realize how much mental strength that person has too, because that's intense.
I mean, the one thing I had going for me was I did have just my headphones in. I was listening to podcasts, listening to music. That was nice.
That helps.
That was nice. And the other thing that's nice is that when I got done, like, for Nikki and I at the end of the day, like, what'd you guys accomplish? Like, well, here, look at this spreadsheet. Or look at these emails.
Would you like me to add you to our Google Doc?
Here, let me show you do you see these files right here? These are recordings of us talking. Okay, this is what we accomplished today.
Which is something.
I'm not saying it's not.
We're not going against that.
But when I went outside this morning, I was like, I planted that tree. Yes! Look at that! I completed a task.
Well, I know you're tired from it, but
freaking tired! Oh my gosh!
Congratulations on doing your outdoor stuff yesterday.
Like, well, I'm brought a skateboard that I'm gonna like just ride into the break room and ride into the bathroom
because you can't walk.
I still need to make those trips, obviously. But yeah, I don't have any work boots either. I had gloves, though, so I felt like that was like half of a man. A real man would have had some steel toes.
Well, you feel really like you're not prepared when you go out with flip-flops, too.
No.
I don't think I'm supposed to be doing these in this.
Though I read the thing online yesterday, and it was like, make sure you wear steel-toed boots.
Really? Steel-toed?
Yeah.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the riot on Radio U.
So you want to do something with your parents because, you know, you should.
And Easter's Sunday, so
it is.
Like a brunch or something.
Getting together and bonding, getting to know each other better, working on your relationship. And so you take on a hobby maybe, or, you know, it's a shared activity, not just watching TV, not just playing video games, doing something together, like baking, for example.
That's something.
I mean, the nice thing about that is, you know, you're doing it together.
And you can eat the food.
You can eat it when it's
over. I'm sure they'll send it home with you.
Yeah. Or the other nice thing that you could think about is, what if you guys bake something together for a bake sale? Now, it's almost like you guys have got your own little business operation going on. Like, you're baking the brownies, and then you're selling the brownies.
I have a feeling this isn't going to be a very innocent bake sale.
Well, Nikki,
even with a parent involved,
this is in Palm Bay, Florida, and father and his daughter got together and decided they should work together on a little project. And so they did make some brownies. And, you know, it would have been awkward if the dad went to the game and was selling the brownies. So his daughter went to the game and was selling the brownies. And that's when the people that bought the brownies and began eating them became unresponsive and had to be taken to the hospital.
So there was additions added to the brownies that no one was talking about?
Apparently there was, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's marijuana.
Yes, we've heard of this.
Juana?
We've heard of
Juana?
This.
Juana? Marijuana? Marijuana?
To hurt a brownie in such a way.
Yeah, and so looks like, I guess they had mixed that in. Now, the recipe didn't call for that.
I guess I'm surprised because, you know, if someone is pushing those type of brownies, you could get more money for it. So why are they not telling people that's what they are?
Well, they didn't necessarily have like a, you know, a table set up for a bake sale. I think she was just kind of going person to person, like, hey, would you like to buy?
Yeah, but I would think she would go in air quotes. Would you like to buy a brownie?
Well, she might have.
But
like, we don't
these
know.
People didn't realize.
We don't know. But I mean, she only sold them to other students. So no parents ended up passing out. The parents ended up being the ones. And by the way, this is another way you can bond with your parents. Have them give you a ride to the hospital.
Good. Or to jail.
Right. And then maybe they'll be able to spend the night in the room with you. We don't know. So what ended up happening, and this is a problem even in the legal marijuana field, is that people don't know how much to put in.
Sure.
Sometimes you put in a little, sometimes a little too much, whatever. Plus, you don't know what your reaction's going to be because you've never had it before. And so that was the case where two guys became unresponsive, they say, and had to be taken to the hospital.
And you could put away more brownies than you can marijuana. So you don't know if the ratio is too high in the brownie. You're like, yeah, I ate four brownies and you want to admit to anybody? Like, you wouldn't have eaten that many if you realized there was other stuff in there.
The pot brownie is terrifying to me because from my perspective, I can put some brownies away.
Yeah.
Now, it would take me a day to smoke a whole thing, but like a brownie? I'm like,
cheat pan.
I ate this tray of brownies, guys.
What's
you got
wrong
any
with
more?
That? And that's why people are passing out because it's a different ratio.
Yes. So,
safety-wise.
You know what? Honestly, at this point, I'm thinking, don't buy brownies from people at the concession stand.
That even worries me. Now, this isn't a reflection of, like, the brownies or the pot. I can't quit. You shouldn't start.
Right.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
I feel a little betrayed, a little out of the loop, a little what the heck did I do with my life this weekend?
What'd you miss out on?
I missed out on the fact that the World Peeps Eating Championship happened over the weekend.
We're not interested. It's Peeps. We don't like Peeps.
Look, it's not that I like Peeps. That's not it.
That is the whole part of the Peeps Eating Championship.
Oh, Nikki, I don't think competitive eaters only eat foods they like.
Well, in this case, it is, because I think they taste a little gross.
Oh, I think Peeps are, I'm not going to say the worst, because there is worse than Peeps.
But as far as would we go and get a bag of Peeps ourselves? No, we would not.
No. I did have what was that Peep I had the other day? Somebody had, it was like a caramel Peep or something. And it was.
Are you eating Peeps behind the show's back?
Was it an apple pie Peep?
What are you doing?
No, I was at this thing where, like, they had a bag of Peeps and they're like, oh, you should try these. They're blank. And I thought, I hate Peeps, but okay. Because again, you know, I don't have to like it in order for me to eat it. And so I took a bite and I was like, you know what? For a Peep, it's not bad.
Not the worst.
Yeah, not the best.
We've also had the Peeps Oreos. So we've done those too.
Yeah, those weren't. I didn't like those. It's like, no. I mean, again, sometimes, you know, if you're in a
bind. Sometimes you have to.
If you're in a bind,
sure. It'll
do. Okay, so let's talk about the World Peeps Eating Championship. And it was at National Harbor. It was on Saturday. Matt Stoney was the world record holder when it came to peep eating. He ate 200 peeps last year. But, Nikki, the thing with Matt Stoney, competitive eater, is that he wanted to, you know, do better. He didn't just want to win. He wanted to challenge himself. And so he went from his previous record of 200 peeps to eating 255 peeps.
During this contest?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And guess how long he had to eat them?
An hour.
Five minutes?
Ugh, yuck. That's a lot of peeps.
5 minutes!
That is a lot of peeps.
255 peeps in 5 minutes. That is insane. That is like 5 minutes. That's 300 seconds. So that's a peep a second.
So this was at a place called, it looks like Peeps and Company, a Peeps store in Maryland.
Okay.
That's where National Harbor, it's like the shopping center in that city.
Boy, then this thing is way off.
Where does it say it is?
It had this being in Washington State.
Really? Maybe, but no, it looks like.
No, this says National Harbor, Maryland.
Yeah, okay. So Peeps and Company, so it's a peep store.
Yeah. Who wants to go? Sorry.
It's just, you know what? Everybody has their own thing.
I'm sorry. You know
what?
That's
wonderful.
Maybe
when you're in the mall, you're like, oh, look at that big bird. It's a big peep store.
You know what? When we were at Rockefeller Center, I wanted to go to the Nintendo World store.
Everybody has their own thing.
Some people are probably like, who wants to go to that? Yes. And I'm in there shopping.
Yep. So same feelings. We just have to back off and realize we all like different things and different candies.
Now, at that store, you can get Peeps, Hot Tamales, Mike and Ike's, and Peanut Chews. Oh, those are actually the worst.
Which ones are those?
What's worse than they're those like orangish peanut things?
Oh, I don't. Yes, the carnival thing or the circus peanuts?
Yeah. Oh, no. No. Those are bad, guys. Those are bad.
All right, everybody. We found worse.
Yeah, it's like, what's worse than a peep? Got it. Right here. No. So congratulations to Matt Stone, who on Saturday, 255 peeps in five minutes. Dude, you know, somebody on Twitter was saying, like, you know, the way to kill him after that is just shoot microwaves into his stomach.
Just warm him up a little bit.
Those peeps would be like coming out his eyes.
Put him in a sauna.
It's like, I kind of want to do that, but obviously I wouldn't because that's sick.
We don't want to kill anybody.
No, but the idea of peeps just growing out of his mouth, just like, wah.
Pushing his eyeball.
It's kind of awesome.
So gross.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I have so much great news for everybody that's interested in taking in a fight sometime this evening.
Yeah.
Many of you are going to think like, oh, do I have to fly United? No, that's fine. That's not really a fight. That's just more of a, like, you hold onto your seat and they drag you out of the plane. This is not what I meant to talk about, but can we just take a second and say, if you guys haven't seen the video of the guy getting dragged off the United flight, it's really worth watching. But Nikki and I have seen what I would consider to be an abnormal number of people just being dragged off of flights.
We've seen a lot of those videos before.
Well, that's... I just want you to know that now that I've seen that, I feel like that's kind of my new behavior, that if I have to get off of a flight, I want to make them drag me off the flight.
You're miserable when you get on a plane. You might as well make it memorable if you've got to get off.
Yeah.
Someone could drag you and you don't have to walk then.
It's like, sir, will you come with us? And it would just be like...
Normally, I see a lot of people cheering. This one was hard to watch because of people going like...
Look what you did to him!
The other people flipping out as well. So it's a hard one to watch.
So if you're into people being dragged videos, then you can find those.
So funny.
But, okay, back to this whole idea of taking in a fight. You know, a lot of times it's expensive to go to maybe a wrestling match or a boxing match or, you know, whatever it is that you're into, UFC. What if you just headed down to Chuck E. Cheese? Just wait, all right? Or maybe you set out a couple of, like, hey.
Are you setting a trap?
I put out a couple of free pitchers of beer, guys. They're just going to set
these
here. Do they
still sell beer at Chuck E. Cheese?
They do, but that's not what we're really here to talk about, Nikki. Chuck E. Cheese has got an announcement. Two items on their menu. The first one is a new triple pepperoni pizza. Now, you might turn your nose up at that a little, like, I get pepperoni pizza anywhere. But see, Nikki, they got you on the next one.
What is it?
They're brand new soft pretzel bites.
Pretzel bites? I'm a sucker for pretzel bites.
I know you are.
I am.
I know.
Big pretzels, little pretzels, pretzel nuggets, pretzel bites, pretzel twists, all the pretzel stuff.
It's right there, Nikki. That new pizza and those pretzel bites are only available through July 2nd.
Well, I better go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, and you know, I'll just let you know.
Said I never, ever, ever.
That triple pepperoni pizza can be got on thin and crispy traditional or their new stuffed crust.
Doesn't pizza sound good?
Sounds amazing.
Oh, yes, it does. Not Chuck E. Cheese necessarily, but just some sort of pizza.
Real talk, I have no idea what their pizza tastes like. Is it any good?
Well, it's not like they're delivering or you can't just pop in and pick one up, can you?
I'll bet you could get one to go. Boy, that'd be depressing as a kid. You're like, Dad, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese? You know what? I'll bring Chuck E. Cheese to you.
If you like the pizza so much, and now the pretzel twists.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the worst.
My vision of what Chuck E. Cheese is, based on the stories that we read, it's a very violent place.
I know. It's Thunderdome.
I don't think that's all of them. I think that's maybe just select special locations.
Well, I want to go to one of those and get some pretzel bites.
Yeah, we never go anywhere where we can film something that's happened. Like, we're not on the plane when someone's dragged. Like, we're not in the Chuck E. Cheese when someone's fighting. We're never anywhere fun.
Oh, we never do anything.
We never do anything fun.
Laura says, OMG, I love Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And yes, you can just
go in and get one.
Oh, you can just go in and get one.
All right. Well, we'll take your word on
that. I'm sorry, Laura, but it can't be that good. I'm not getting carry out of Chuck E. Cheese. It's not good
enough. What if it's a hidden secret?
It's like amazing.
Look it up on Yelp or something.
Wait. Do you think that maybe that's what all those fights at Chuck E. Cheese are about? You've got somebody there that's like, this pizza sucks. And somebody at another table's like, take it back.
And then there it goes.
Don't you say that.
No, I always
think
assumed
that's how it starts.
Because of the pitchers of beer and the fact that it's kind of like a mini casino. Not
where
really.
No one's winning.
No one's winning, and there are these tickets. So I think that's what leads to the fights.
It's a
not
mini
the pizza.
Casino where no one wins. But the pretzel bites are going to fix it. So,
well, thanks for letting me know.
And I think pretzel bites sound good, too. Let's get some pizza and pretzel bites.
Where would we go? Chuck E. Cheese.
I guess Chuck E. Cheese. Where can you get both? On the regular menu?
Oh, my goodness.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Well, this is exciting. I don't know if you guys got your copy of Forbes yet, but Forbes has just announced... Oh, Nikki, I thought you were waving at me like...
Oh, I just put my hand up for a second. Not at you.
Sorry. It's just...
Okay, I'll wave at you. Hi, okay. Obi.
Kayla Itzines is the number one fitness influencer in the world. I didn't even know that was an award.
You didn't know that was a thing. There's some money in that stuff, man.
People are handing out awards. Things are happening. I don't even know.
That's if she's making that much money, though, then yes, there's awards in that echelon of things.
All right. Well, she's got an app for her phone for smartphones called Sweat with Kayla. It pulled in $17 million last year.
That's just the app.
Yeah.
And it's not very well reviewed.
No, it's not, but actually.
You're still bringing money in.
In fairness, that's people who are like, you told me I'd have a bikini body and I didn't lose my 300 pounds. It's like people.
You're right. There can be some user frustration.
Pretty much anyone that's involved in a fitness program has unrealistic expectations. Now, not everyone. I get that. But
I wasn't really familiar with her, but she does bikini body guides and she's very popular.
Nope. Well, I mean, Nikki Forbes just said the number one fitness influencer in the world.
Did they give you a full list of some others? Or?
Well, no, they just told
you the number one.
Just who is number one. Actually, you know what? It's funny you say that. Scroll down and there is actually a list.
More on the list?
How about a top five? At five, Joe Wicks. Number four, Michelle Lewin. Number three, Emily Sky.
We're not in the health and workout world, are we?
I seriously don't know who any of these people are.
Maybe if we Googled it, we'll find out.
Jennifer Selter and one, Kayla Itzines.
Okay.
So I really don't know who any of those people are. Yeah.
That's because you do your thing. You're lifting.
Like. Yeah, I got my own thing. And to be honest, I've been thinking I need to, you know, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure what to look at, and I'm not doing CrossFit.
Don't want to do a bikini body?
No.
The BBG?
You know what? I'll tell you what, Nikki. I would love to, like this picture of Kayla and her buddy Toby that came up with the program. I'd love to look like Toby. I'd love to wander the streets of New York with that haircut and that body. That'd be great.
That'd be the ultimate.
I'd love to do that.
But if not, then you're going to leave a poor review.
Yeah. I did your workout for three days and nothing changed.
I was watching a video and they were doing CrossFit and I thought CrossFit looked so fun, like so interesting.
Yeah.
But it also looks like it's just going to wreck you.
I would join a CrossFit gym if it was not for my deformed arms.
Oh yeah, because like, you had surgery on them.
I broke both of my elbows.
And
my arms are funny.
People are like, you know, they think you're just making it up. Like
no,
your
no,
elbows
like,
are just like, no, you can't. It's not the same.
It's a structural difficulty that I feel like when I look at CrossFit, all of those movements are movements
might be harder.
That, not all of them, but a lot of them are enough like that I would have too much difficulty
and
with.
And I don't want to go to a class where I'd be yelled at because I couldn't do that because of something that is legitimately not something you can help with.
I would love to do it, actually, but it just...
We'll look for something else. We don't want to do the BBG, bikini body. We don't want to do CrossFit.
Well,
look at the other people then.
Let's Google these other people and see what their things are.
And see if anybody else recognized anybody on those lists.
Well, let's start with number two. I'm going to look at Jennifer Selter's website for a while.
What is she?
Well, are you familiar with the Belfie? Because that's all that really comes up when I Google her.
Yes, perhaps you should try the third and the fourth and the fifth on the list.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
It's Easter this weekend. Have you thought about it? Have you made plans for it? Have you bought a dead pig so that you can eat it? A ham, as it were?
No, the article, remember, we read yesterday talked about the new ham for Easter for your families is goat.
You're right, actually.
So that's something.
So if you guys bought a goat, I know somebody that's starting a goat farm that may be able to assist you.
Oh, but not for that. Not to sell the goats. If I started a goat farm, they're there forever.
What, it's a sanctuary?
A sanctuary.
You have to do something with the goats. You have to harvest them on some level.
I'll figure that out later, but it's a sanctuary.
Or have to rent them out for
the lawn mowing thing. Yeah, well, can do that.
So it's Easter this weekend. I'm just saying that you should make plans. But if you live in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, I hope your plans don't include the annual Easter egg hunt.
Because you're not going anymore.
I hate to break it to you. One, you've aged out. I mean, real talk, okay? Like, I don't want to be ageist, but I feel like once you hit 20, like, that's it.
No. Easter egg hunts, I feel like, are even lower than trick-or-treating. Like, Easter egg hunts are, like, toddler age.
What? So you're saying, like, 18, and that's it?
Maybe 6, 7, 8, you should be doing the egg hunt, but then I don't think you should do that.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Why? Like, at 12, are you egg hunting? Are you really? I always thought I was younger. You get an Easter basket, no one's saying, like, that's going away.
See, I just always felt like once you graduated from high school, that's when it was time to stop going to the
Who's
Easter egg
Who's Easter egg hunting in high school? I didn't have motivation to do anything, let alone go look for eggs.
But candy.
So you could just get the bag of candy that your mom used to fill the eggs up anyways.
So you just go buy candy?
Yeah.
That's not as fun as finding it.
Well, we're wrong, man, because I think it's more fun to just not have to find the eggs.
Okay. I mean,
you're giving that to like 20 for like an Easter egg hunt?
Look, we're just spitballing here, all right? There's no hard and fast rule.
I know times can be tough, but we don't have to go after the kids' eggs.
Whatever. You're living with your parents. You're going to Easter egg hunts. Your parents love it.
Now, it was always tempting because my family sometimes would put in like coins and dollars and stuff. That's when it was tempting to join in.
Yeah. No, I'm in, dude, right now. So anyway, can we get back to Pottstown, Pennsylvania before we do all this judging? All right.
The judging still works for this story.
All right. Well, I don't know if you saw it, but they ended up having to cancel the annual Easter egg hunt that the Norco Fire Company has been doing for 30, 40 years. They've been doing it pretty much forever. And do you know why they had to cancel it?
People who shouldn't be Easter egg hunting were Easter egg hunting.
The parents.
The two old people were doing it.
They said that the parents were out there being, they said, unruly.
Aggressive.
Other people were saying aggressive to make sure that their kids found the eggs and got enough eggs and et cetera, et cetera.
Which means it's been a problem for years.
That's exactly right.
They finally had to just act on it.
Last year, we don't know what happened. But something happened with somebody somewhere, and
the owner's like, I'm not dealing with this ever again. Never doing this again.
We're done, guys. We're done. This is it.
Gotta act responsible when it comes to these Easter egg hunts. Otherwise, we won't have anything.
Shut it down! That's what they did. They shut down the Easter egg
hunt. I just like when you drive around the day after Easter, and sometimes in the yards, you'll see this little pop of a pastel color.
Like one egg.
Someone missed an egg.
Yeah. So, did you jump out and get it?
No, I would not, but it just, you can see them.
But see, that's some of the fun that you can have after Easter is, like, you can go on the day after Easter and get clearance candy, or you can drive past houses, and when you see a little egg, you just jump out and grab it. That's free candy.
That's free candy. All right, I'll let you do that one.
So, I thought we could do it. Next Monday?
Yeah, sure.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a worst of the riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
It's baseball season. What do you like to do what do you like to eat at a baseball game?
Soft pretzel.
It's just going to be soft pretzels?
Usually.
Yeah, I like to get hot dogs.
Maybe if you go to a park that has like the ice cream in the little hat. I used to always like that. That's the honest to goodness truth. Now they all try to throw out the Dippin' Dots at you, and I don't want that. I wanted the ice cream and the little team hat.
Nikki, Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future.
Yeah, but you can have the hat then if you go. And I don't want like a real hat. I just wanted the plastic hat.
Like the little plastic
hat.
The
little ice cream mini hat.
Mm-hmm. You take it home and put it on your little animals. Like,
no,
here
just,
you are with the hat.
Normally I'd throw it away eventually, but it was just cute to have.
Hat.
Yeah,
okay.
At that moment.
All right. I like to go for Dime a Dog Night, but the thing about Dime a Dog Night is that, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you're waiting in line for like an hour. So that you can get hot dogs for $1. But, meaning you're going to get 10, obviously. But I will tell you, for about $3 or $4.
Just a little bit more.
You could have just as many hot dogs at home. And I know that's not the point. I get that.
The markdown or the marking of it is not as much as you think it would be.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, again, I don't want to take away from the experience, but the amount of effort and time that you will put in to get those Dime a Dogs, yeah, right. But I'll tell you, as much as I love ballpark food, which is, quite frankly, most of the reason that you're going anyway.
Justin, by the way, texted and said he likes the nacho helmets at the Indians games.
Well, I'll eat a nacho
helmet. So nachos or ice cream, if it comes in the cute little helmet, we're in.
All right. Now, what if, Nikki, I took you to see the Seattle Mariners?
Yeah.
And I got you a little helmet?
I love helmets.
Okay, and I got you, these are chili lime flavored.
Ooh, good flavor.
Chapulines. They are toasted Oaxacan grasshoppers.
What is all that?
With a chili lime flavor.
There's a lot of words we don't know there. Well, I know grasshoppers. I'm not eating that.
Toasted. I don't know what Oaxacan is, but grasshoppers. And that's what they are. They are
grasshoppers. It's an excellent source of protein. And
so they say.
Aren't you very cool to be having that as a choice instead of something else at the ballpark?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I'm not going to do that. I don't think I'd eat grasshoppers.
Why not?
If it was a bet or like maybe for the betterment of like Radio U, like here, Radio U, we'll eat grass, but I'm not going to on my own.
The only way you're getting me to eat grasshoppers is if it's ground up, like in one of those protein bars or something.
Which you can do. There is ground up.
Yeah, totally.
You can totally get them ground up that way because people use it as protein, or you can bake with it or something.
Yes, you can. And everyone, somebody blogged about it last year and they were like, yeah,
they made
cookies with these like grasshopper mix. And they said, look, no matter what anybody tells you, it actually does taste terrible.
You can taste it.
Compared to a real cookie.
So no, we're going to pass.
Just to let you know, you don't just have to get a little bowl of these grasshoppers. You can also get them as grasshopper tacos.
That'd be easier to digest. If you had to, the tacos would be better.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't see them. You could at least wrap them up and pretend it's just all something that's not that, you know? Like, I don't want that.
I'm sure they taste just fine if you put enough sauce on them, too.
Nope. No.
But we're not going to eat them.
No, I'm not. Look, and you can't tell me, don't tell me that the grasshopper, like, for example, one of my favorite sauces available only at McDonald's, their sweet and sour sauce, it's sublime. I'm glad they don't sell it over the counter because I would develop a problem. Okay.
But you're saying that it wouldn't even help a grasshopper?
You could put so much of that on a grasshopper, and at the end of the day, don't even act like that's going to be superior to an actual chicken McNugget, because you are a liar, sir.
Well, if you want to go to a Mariners game, then you can look for these crickets, or no, grasshoppers.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you can.
I would want it so fried, super, super fried, that when I would actually go to taste it, it would just crumble
just
into dust.
Breading.
Yes, I would want it, and that's the only way.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to take off for us.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
This might not come as any massive shock to you, but I just saw a friend of mine on Facebook who, it's his birthday.
Yeah.
And he had a picture. Well, it was his birthday yesterday. It was a picture of his cake. And wouldn't you love to have some cake?
That sounds wonderful.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
We don't have anything. Well, I don't really get an Easter cake, so I don't know if we have anything else coming up.
My mom used to make a Easter bunny cake. Yeah, but no offense, Mom, but it's stuff I don't like. It was like coconut.
And with like the whipped cream sort of icing and the coconut shaving shaped into a bunny.
I hate, here's some real talk from me, but like, I don't even want that.
He just wants a sheet cake with buttercream icing. Don't mess
chocolate,
it up. It's fine.
And put like Happy Easter on it. Great.
That's what you want.
That's what I want. But I don't care. Pastel colors, sure, whatever.
Outside of Easter, little Easter eggs of icing, there's not really a cake time coming up anytime soon unless we make one.
Well, see, but I...
Not the cake, but we just make a day.
Well, I know. And that, Nikki, I want to really focus in on what you were just talking about, where it's like, if we make it a day. So like, for example, what if we had a Happy Tuesday cake? And many of you are like, well, Tuesday's not worth celebrating. Oh! Do you see? That's that attitude right there.
That limits you, and that's why...
That's what's killing the cake, guys.
That's why you don't have one today.
I just think cake sounds so good. And I really wish they hadn't posted that picture.
Okay.
I really wish they hadn't posted that picture.
But see, the problem is I watched this thing where the person was like, listen, we treat every day like a celebration day. We shouldn't be having cake every day. And instead, we got to save those for the really, truly special days.
Okay, well then what about this carpe diem crap?
Seize the day?
Yeah!
Not seize the cake, but seize the day. So we're still supposed to have a go at the day.
I'm just going to straight up tell you, Nikki, there's a lot of conflicting messages.
I know, but that one hit me.
Don't celebrate every day.
That one hit me. When that person said it, they're like, we should not be having our celebration stuff every day because then it loses out on the actual celebration and we're making a mess of it.
Okay. So what today?
I don't know.
Well, like what is
today's like? Tuesday? We seize the day, yes, but I don't need to have a sheet cake today.
Well, I will tell you, if we wind the clock back an hour, we were talking about the top fitness influencers.
we didn't know any according to Forbes,
and we didn't know any of them. And I just feel like we're never going to get on that list.
Sure.
If we keep saying to ourselves, like, "Hey, why don't we get ourselves some cake?"
Yeah, it doesn't help. But we did also, right before then, talk about boy pizza and soft pretzel twists sure sounded good. So.
Yeah, and there's this whole thing like
We're confused, too. We don't even know how to follow our own advice.
What advice? What is advice? I don't know. I just know that Justin got a cake, and one, I wasn't invited, and two, I would like a piece.
And two, is there any leftovers?
I feel like calling him and just being like, "Hey, bro, so like, happy birthday, huh? So, do you have any cake left?
Where is it?
Like, are you on your way to work right now? Or like, do you want to, you could just swing by. Like, just stop in, bring us a couple pieces. Okay, then bring a few pieces so Nikki can have some, and like, we'll
share it all.
Just go from there.
Well, happy birthday, Justin.
Nikki's advice is don't celebrate every day. That's what she said.
It's a depressing advice, but let's make the most of those exciting moments, and we celebrate with cake then. But outside of that, let's just keep going.
Okay, great. That'll sell. Why don't let's put that on a t-shirt.
That'll sell well.
Yeah.
That'll move some cakes.
That'll get us on that influencer list.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
But man, this United Airlines thing is spectacular. Now, just to be clear, I'm not saying that it's really awesome how they beat the 69-year-old man bloody and then dragged him off the plane. That's not the part I'm talking about. The internet's response
to it. The memes
are just so everything. Good.
My favorite is the diagram of like a plane, like if you're looking at a pamphlet or if you go online to see what how many seats and how many rows are to pick your seat. And then the whole back section is called Fight Club. It's just awesome.
I've actually found one I like even better than that.
Which one?
I just sent it to you. It is people in the crash position, and it's obviously supposed to be a safety card.
Oh, gosh.
And it's got three different cards, and it says, "Please cover your head and brace yourself for a beating. If you're in an aisle, please lean forward so we can beat the person in the window seat. Women with small children should hold the baby while waiting for their beating. Rest assured, both of you will be beaten." Like, that's not funny. No, it is.
It's not.
In an internet way.
Online, it's okay for you to laugh at. But in real life, it's not.
Okay, but let's step back from this for just a minute. Okay, I've had terrible experiences with United. They're the reason I didn't go on vacation back in December. My vacation was a trip to the donut shop on the other side of town. Happy vacation!
And was it the one with the yoga pants? Was that United?
The ones where they were kicking people or wouldn't let them board?
The girls who were flying, not on like tickets, but they were flying on like your guests of the airline.
All right, yoga pants not allowed.
Was that United or Delta?
On flight. I think that might have been Delta, right? No, it's United!
Was it United?
Oh, they are killing it over there, right?
They have had a tough year.
Have they? Do you think maybe it was there? Was it on them?
Well, I mean, they're making it a tough year.
Well, but again, okay. Let's say everybody's just furious at United, okay? Yeah. I doubt they'll be able to prove that they did anything illegal.
Sure.
So what you've got is the guy that got the beating and dragged off the flight, he might have a civil suit against United.
For the beating up part, but like yes. He was supposed to get off the plane and was asked to get off the plane
and
did
refused.
Not comply with those. And he was in the wrong on that, whether you want to think he should be on the plane or not. If you're asked to get off, you got to get off and then deal with it.
Right.
So, don't have the fight on the plane.
So United takes a hit on that. Like
yeah.
They settle out of court or this guy gets a free meal on a flight. I don't know, something. But eventually they end up settling with that guy and that's
yes.
a done deal one
sure.
way or the other. Okay. They've got the money to take care of that and make it go away. Now, they can't pay off the public outcry. But here's the thing, public. You guys don't stay mad at anything for very long.
True.
Because here's what happens. You're like, boycott United. And you just hashtag yourself to death. But then this summer, when it's time for you to fly and you're like, man, we're trying to get a flight to wherever. We're trying to figure out, man, United's like $400 cheaper. We're
just gonna pick whoever.
And you're like, well, we said boycott United, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, as much as I hate to say this, they're probably fine.
You really, you just go with whatever airline's the cheapest at that point.
You're going to forget all about this.
And you have to remember, you're treated that way on every airline. Come on.
Well, Nikki, in fairness, I've never been on a plane where I've seen someone beaten and dragged off because they wouldn't give up their seat.
Well, you don't fly as much. So you're missing out.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, I just mean maybe not to that degree are people treated that way, but you're not treated nicely at the airport, security.
Well, that's true.
Or the airline. So it's an unpleasant experience all across the board.
I don't know. I just look at it. Everybody's saying United Airlines is finished. And let's be abundantly clear here. I'm not defending their behavior.
Well,
I just feel like as a society, we don't seem to have what it takes to stay angry enough to take that anger and put it into action more than probably 10 to 15 minutes.
People are also mad, though, with this story, with the CEO, the main guy from United, his response.
Yeah, his response is
his
great.
Public response, and then they've also sent out people who have received his private response to, like, in the company.
Yeah.
And both of them, just people are feeling like he's not really getting why people are upset with this.
The phrase I keep seeing is tone deaf.
Yes, tone deaf would be it.
Tone deaf. But honestly, if you were going to describe my experience dealing with United Airlines last Christmas, tone deaf, I might just go with the word deaf.
That's the only time I've ever, in all of our years of flying, Obi just was told, like, well, here's your money back. You're not flying.
Yeah.
Not like, what can we do to get you on the next plane? Let's work with even another airline. Let's get you on your vacation. Nothing. Just, here's your money back. Go home. Yep. Like, what is that?
We've refunded your money.
We've refunded your money, and you didn't even have to fight for that part. They just gave it to you.
And the irony being, it was like the one time in my whole life that I didn't want a refund.
No, you wanted to go on vacation.
I wanted to go on this flight, and it was just like, nope, we'll see you. Thanks for coming by, though. It was a real great chance to watch you stand in line for 2 hours.
Well, that was just the first line, yeah.
It's a good time.
I don't know.
I know, but we won't talk about it here.
This was the worst of the riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Are you familiar with the Belfie? Because that's all that really comes up when I Google her.